Okay, welcome to the Motor Show.
Motor Show Light, I guess.
Motor Show Light, yeah, we're going to do a fairly short show, 10 minutes or so. Just picking on a Monday subject, which is going to is still fresh in our minds from the weekend's racing and stuff. And obviously the big talking point still for this weekend, or for ongoing, and it has been for the last few months, is Geoffrey Hurling's not moving up from the MX2 to the MXGP class.
Yeah, I think it's a poor decision all round. I cannot see there's anything to be gained. Yes, more titles, fine if that's your intention, just to keep racking up titles at the expense of
the
sport.
He's riding around by himself again.
Yeah.
Finland, two wins by a minute each. It's just...
He's not being challenged. Nobody's racing him. Tim Geiser is the guy that potentially is getting up there all the time, but he's still way off. He's, you know, 17-year-old. He's still finding his feet and he's doing really well, but he's nothing like the pace. So Hurlings hasn't got anybody to match him. He's not racing against anybody. So another year of not racing against anybody, I don't know what it proves. You know, great riders take on challenges.
Yeah.
And they want to be able to race.
Yeah. Any sportsman, athlete, he's 3-time world champion this year, after this year.
Yeah.
In a class that he's absolutely obliterating.
Yeah.
So his challenge for him as a sportsman should be the next level. Next level is the MXGP class.
And at the end of the day, this comes down to being a commercial decision from KTM. It's fairly obvious.
Yeah, we're pretty sure.
Because it's not about the sport. The sport isn't being benefited in any way by having the dominance to the extent that nobody else can win.
No.
So to moving to somewhere else where there is some genuine competition, is going to be good for the sport and good.
Makes it exciting for the fans. It makes fans decide to go to the event and watch.
Yeah.
Because there was a great post the weekend on Twitter. One of the guys basically said he's fed up watching MXGP and MX2. Hurlins is basically killing everyone in MX2. He's not going to MXGP. I just can't be bothered to watch it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, and the same thing. Before the British GP, I was chatting to a guy at one of the garages to get some parts up. And I said, are you going to Matty? He goes, well, what's the point? Kai Rowling Hurling's a win.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend like £100 of weekend to see something. I know the result anyway. And sure enough, that was the result. And you could see it. It is having a terrible effect on the sport.
It's not Ustream's
fault. They can't control who comes there. And they have their rules, which for most people seem to be the good thing to do. And you would think, once people have achieved in a certain level, then you would move up. You could see it with Roczen. Roczen could have hung around. And I think the rules are slightly different because you have to, once you've accrued a certain amount of points in AMA, you have to move up.
Yeah.
And that seems to be a sensible thing to do. But Roczen doesn't already messing around racing with people he's beaten.
A 3-time world champion at one level, at one class, hasn't made a decision to go up to the next class for his own motivation.
Yeah.
We found a post actually about reasons why he's staying down, or possible reasons. The first one is he's too young, 19, but he's a 3-time world champion, and he rides the 450 or the 350 in the Dutch Championships every now and again. Did he ride at the Nations one year on a 450? Am I
350? I think he
might
have done, but still, the age. The fact is, he has achieved all he can
And they're talking about he possibly could stay there for another 2 years.
Yeah, by which time?
Incredible.
By which time it'll be the Hurlings class because nobody else will bother turning up.
It's really unfortunate
there. So the age, he's young. He's achieved very much, an awful lot at a young age. However,
as a motivation, he needs to step up.
That next challenge to prove what you can do. He's not proving anything now.
No, he's not proving nothing now. Tixier is not ready yet.
That's not a reason for Hurlings not moving up. That's the reason from a strategic point of view from KTM that they want the next person.
Yeah.
You know, they've got Pooja's coming up next year. Perhaps they should be looking towards the next guy that come up. Pooja's isn't going to get a chance if the guy at the front is a minute or two minutes ahead of it, but come next year. So that's not really a good reason for Hurlings not move up. It's within their strategy. Yes, okay, fair enough.
But 6 years is not going to be at KTM anyway, by all accounts. So that's not...
Well, if that's the case, that's even more a poor situation, really. You know, 6 years had the same situation yet again. He's second again this year. Bridesmaid all year round. He's the Desaal to Hurlings like you know, DeSalle to Cairoli.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So the Tixier thing is, as you say, is more of a Cairoli still rules. Well,
again, that's not particular reason for somebody
not
moving up.
Orleans, no.
Because at the end of the day, if they're looking for the to get the best possible racing, having people who are genuinely racing each other, it's got to be a good thing. They're both on KTM, so KTM come away with the win. But if they're trying to build KTM to Cairoli to have the most titles, okay, yes, that's a different matter. Of course, all those titles aren't on KTM, so even if he gets to 10 titles on a KTM, it doesn't mean all get, you know, they, no. It's a bit like when, you know, they say 20 years of Monster Supercross. Well, it hasn't been Monster Supercross for 20 years. They've just got it at the moment. So it's almost changing history if they say 10 years KTM. So
yeah, I just think they want control in both classes, and the way to do it is to keep Herlins down.
Yeah, well,
because again, unfortunately, with DeSalle being injured and stuff this weekend, the championship's over at MX1 unless a complete disaster happens in the next few rounds for Cairoli.
Yeah,
which I can't see it happening, since he's only got a ride round, hasn't he? Basically.
Yeah, and to a certain extent, what are we looking at for 2015? What is there to look forward to in MX2 and MX1 in terms of results?
It's
not going to be a tricky one to predict who might win next year. And that's awful for any series to know who's going to come in. Look how the AMA is at the moment. You know, it's a real tussle for the top. And they've got KTM have got two riders there, so you know, they'll come away well with it.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a genuine fight going on. Yeah. That's good for the series. You want to watch the AMA to see what happened.
Yeah. In both classes.
GP, you're thinking like, it's really tricky to get any motivation to turn the television on to watch it, which is terrible.
Let alone paying, you know, your money to go and watch it.
All the people that are working on
the
event.
I didn't think it was very busy at Finland.
No, all the people working on the event, there's track builders, there's all the backroom staff, they're putting together a good event. And unfortunately, what's on the track is degrading what they're doing, because it's samey.
And also, next year, I'm pretty sure of it, people will vote with their feet again. There'll be less people interested in it, because they guaranteed who's going to win.
Well, you saw Matterley, you know, guys in the UK probably get, you know, the GP, British GP is the only time they get a chance to see it. But say they're just not interested going along.
See, they've also sort of, there's contradicting itself on this last piece basically. Motivation. Pitbar mentioned about motivation. Him going to Unadilla to race in August. Great motivation for this year. Great, go there. You should. To be fair to him, I think he will walk it and win both races. As long as the bike and everything else is all right, I think he'll win both races quite easily. But they said, Roger DeCosta, it will be great experience and a good challenge for him. But that challenge should be for next year as well, stepping up to MXGP.
Yeah. That's
his motivation as a sportsman.
It's not the right decision for Herlings in terms of getting him to push him off and prove how good he is. You want the next challenge. You can't keep on doing the same thing. Otherwise, as you say, if he doesn't have a change till he's 2023, if he's 20 now, fine. He can have 6 years as champion in MX2 and. Will that go down the record?
I don't know any sport where you're a multiple world champion and there's another class to step up to.
Yeah.
You stay down. It doesn't happen.
No, I mean, you know, Cairoli, he's going to keep racking up titles in there. To be honest, I'm surprised that Cairoli doesn't want another challenge.
Yeah.
Because, again, if you were a top racer, well, you want to pit yourself against the next person. You only get to see, you know, the nations as a chance to ride against others.
Yeah.
I'd be kind of thinking, well, I wonder, you know, how I would stack up if I went to ride the outdoor. Okay, Supercross is slightly different because it's a different set of skills and the injuries and you have to have come through that thing. But in terms of outdoor motocross, anybody who's got a world championship behind them and those
Roxen,
things.
Musgrave, Purcell.
Yeah.
They've all gone there.
Go and give it a go, because that's the big story and it's a challenge. But of course, you have to be prepared to fail. You know, if you don't enter into the, you know, Herlings is going over there, and he might not do what he thinks. But the chance is he'll do well. But he's given it a go, and the guys he went across to the States, some of them do well, other ones struggle. But it's the next part of their career.
Yeah.
It's Groundhog Day at the moment, and. This decision keeps it another year of Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's our Monday morning talking point, really, for this week with the Geoffrey Herlings staying down to MX2. We, as Moto, think he should step up and keep himself motivated and also the sport thriving, really. We want good racing. Fans want good racing. Bottom line is, if the fans don't show, there ain't no sport.
I know.
It's as simple as that.
No.
You know, and it's a shame. So hopefully, you never know, changes might be made. I think the fans need to keep tweeting and messaging on Facebook and stuff that they want to see better racing, and the better racing will be if Jeffrey stepped up to MXGP class.
Yeah.
And then the MX2 boys, there'd be a hell of a race in there.
Well, yeah, there'd be a reason to go to the line. Yeah. Every time turning up.
And we find our second little star then, whether it was Tim Geiser or Tixier, you know, you would build that next rider as the next star. So
yeah.
It's, I don't know. Okay, well, until next week, and we'll call it a day. Thanks for listening.